You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana voters could have an easier time recalling elected officials if lawmakers agree to a proposal advancing in the State House. The rule-changing proposal from Covington Representative Paul Hollis won support from a House committee without objection this week. Under current law, a recall petition must be signed by one-third of registered voters within 180 days to hold an election on whether to recall an elected official. In some districts, a recall petition requires signatures from 40% of registered voters. In an interview with New Orleans WWLTV, Hollis explained the need for recall reform in Louisiana.
I think it's unfortunate that recalls have to exist, but we live in the real world, and in times where an elected official does something terrible and the people are outraged, it shouldn't be impossible to remove them from office.
House Bill 272 would lower the signature threshold to 25% in districts with 25,000 to fewer than 100,000 registered voters and to 20% in districts with 100,000 or more registered voters. Hollis's bill now heads to the full House for consideration. Well, currently, Texas is one of only 9 states that allows straight ticket voting. Right now, with the push of a single button, voters can select all Democratic or all Republican candidates when they cast their vote in a polling booth. But that may change as the Texas House approved House Bill 25 last weekend, which would eliminate one-punch voting in the state. If it's signed into law, people would have to make a decision about each individual ballot item starting in 2020. Alex Samuels is with the nonpartisan digital media organization Texas Tribune. She told Texas Public Radio that one of the main authors of the bill, Republican Representative Ron Simmons of Carrollton, argues the measure will encourage voters to be more engaged.
He thinks if people have to go down the ballot and make a decision on every race, they might be more inclined to research different candidates for smaller races, and they'll be more inclined to, you know, actually be more involved in that voting process.
The final vote was largely partisan, with only 3 Democrats voting for the measure and only 7 Republicans voting to keep straight ticket voting. Opponents of the bill are concerned it will lead to less voter turnout because people might not want to take the time to go through and vote on each individual race. In 2016, for example, more than 60% of the total votes cast in the Lone Star State's 10 largest counties were straight ticket ballots. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.